Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its inspectors have been allowed to visit the Arak heavy water production plant on December the 8th. Under the IAEA safeguards agreement, Iran is not obliged to allow such inspections.
Today, we received an invitation from Iran to visit the heavy water production plant at Arak on December 8th. The framework for cooperation is an important step forward, but much more needs to be done. All outstanding issues, including...
This will be the first time for the IAEA to visit the plant since August of 2011. Under a new deal between Iran and the U.S. nuclear agency, Tehran will, on a voluntary basis, also allow the agency's inspectors access to the Gachin uranium mine in Bandar Abbas in southern Iran. The IAEA's chief Amanah and the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salahi, have already signed an agreement for more cooperation on outstanding issues. Well, let's bring in Stephen Lenman. He's a writer and radio host to talk about our first headline, Iran inviting UN inspectors to visit its Arak heavy water production. Well, Stephen Lenman, I guess this is a very good start after the agreement that was reached between Iran and the world powers. And, of course, we're going to see much more of this until the final agreement is signed. I would think that this is going to, let me get your reaction. Do you think that this is going to quell any of the criticisms that have been leveled against this deal that has been reached between Iran and the world powers?
This is a very positive sign. It really tells me that Iran is going the extra mile to be cooperative in resolving any nuclear dispute, whatever. Inviting Yukio Amano and other UN inspectors, IAEA inspectors, to the Iraq site is irrespective of the agreement in Geneva, and yet Iran is being completely cooperative, doing more than it's required to do. I think Iran will continue to do this in the weeks and months ahead. My concern is, will America reciprocate in kind? And your last story about the provocative overflight in China's territorial waters. I mean, that really shows what American policy really is. It does what it wants, it does it with impunity, and it claims it has a right to do so. Will America treat Iran any better than it's treated China? Well, we can only wait and see and wonder.
Well, what do you think? Why don't you give us an answer of what you think how America is going to respond. I mean, tell us perhaps how this is being, after days the agreement has been reached, how it's being covered in the news. Would you say that it's more positive in terms of the outcome that has been reached, or are we looking at a lot of skepticism?
I wrote a number of articles while the talks were going on, the earlier ones in November, Kaveh, and the aftermath of the latest Geneva talks. It is extreme hostility in parts of the U.S. media, and even the more moderate U.S. media, at best, I would say they like to have it both ways. So the New York Times is an example of that. On the one hand, it says, give the deal a chance, and then on the other hand, it talks about Iran's race to build a bomb. I mean, what kind of a report is that? It shows the hostility coming out of the major U.S. media on anything relating to Iran. And I have to wonder, will U.S. policy follow this extreme hostility? Again, I repeat, until I see U.S. policy change, I won't believe otherwise. America has been hostile to Iran for 34 years. It's up to America to prove that it wants to change what it has been doing. I haven't seen it yet. And it's early in the game. The agreement is brand new, so I will wait and see. And if America really acts responsibly, I'll be the first one to give it credit. But it needs to prove it. It needs to do it.
Time will tell. Thank you very much, Stephen Lenman, writer and radio host there from Chicago. Thank you.